Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Yukon Justice by Dana Mentink, performed by Eva Kaminsky. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. To those first responders and their families, thank you for being the hands and feet of Jesus. 1. The young reindeer nuzzled Katie Kapowski's palm with velvet lips, pawing the ground uneasily as nighttime settled around them. The animal was too thin, with an Alaskan winter closing in. "It's okay, sweetie. We'll get your mama back." Anger at Uncle Terence burned in her stomach. The baby reindeer was suffering since Terence had stolen his mother, Lulu, from the Family K reindeer ranch. At least the rest of the small herd had kept a close eye on sweetie. Reindeer, above all else, were a family-oriented species. People should be so devoted. Katie felt her own quiver of uncertainty at her return to the ranch. The job she'd left behind for a week pulled at her. Assistant to Alaska K-9 Unit Colonel Lorenza Gallo and the group of elite state troopers, along with their highly trained dogs. How hard she'd worked to get there. She was accustomed to the sleek Anchorage office, her multiple computer screens, and a constant bustle of activity. But now she'd exchanged her stylish slacks and low heels for jeans and grimy work boots. Auburn hair caught in a hurried ponytail. No professional polish required on a ranch near Palmer, Alaska, a town of barely 7,000 people, 37 miles from the K-9 unit headquarters. Goosebumps prickled along her neck. She whirled around. Nothing was there, only a twig borne by the autumn wind. The ranch was a broad sweep of flat pasture that lost itself into the neighbor's forested property to the west. The Frontier River defined the eastern property line. Isolated and wild, the quiet made her jumpy. The older animals shifted, intricate antlers highlighted by the setting sun. Reindeer were the only members of the deer species where the females sported antlers as well as the males. "Girl power," she whispered to a nearby female. "Wear those antlers proudly." Katie stroked the baby reindeer's wiry fur in an effort to soothe them both. Was the animal also hearing noises? Or perhaps he was uneasy about the recent abduction? 3 of the precious rescued animals had been stolen over the last few months. The Alaska K-9 team had recovered one, but Thunder, the male, and Sweetie's mom, Lulu, were still missing. Katie's worry grew every day that they were not found. Why steal reindeer to get back at Aunt Addie? It was still so hard to believe the culprit was her own uncle. Katie hadn't even known of Terence's existence until the K-9 team found DNA that proved the perpetrator was a relative. Aunt Addie had no choice then but to come clean about her estranged brother. Still, stealing reindeer to punish his sister for some perceived slight? Could someone really be so juvenile? None of it made any sense to Katie. "Oh, Aunt Addie, why couldn't you have told me sooner?" she thought. Things with her aunt hadn't exactly gone smoothly since Katie's temporary return. Her aunt was still the same surly, stubborn woman who'd raised her from the age of 10, even less likely to filter her comments now that she was approaching 60. Tact and finesse were unknown concepts in Addie's world. "No one tells me how to run my ranch," she'd said. "I'm not changing a single thing, even if my brother has turned up to harass me. He's a cruel-hearted louse. Always has been." Addie was doubly stressed with Terence bent on not only ruining the ranch, but also sabotaging the annual Christmas fair looming in 2 months. So yes, Katie knew her aunt had good reason to be short-tempered. But it didn't help that her outbursts had caused both her regular ranch hands to quit. Blaze was no loss, since he'd been stealing petty cash. But
Sample complete. Ready to continue?